Ashland's new city administrator is a former Deschutes County administrator. Dave Kanner will take over the job in Ashland at the end of the month. He's looking forward to the new challenge and believes his experience in Deschutes County will help him in his new job.
And in general, I think the city needs to consider adopting an urban renewal district and doing some work on economic development. Obviously, they're a very tourism-dependent community, as is Deschutes County, and I think that my experience working with the visitor industry and with tourism promotion is going to be very valuable to them.
Ashland is a city of 21,000 but has a staff of 250. Kanner was Deschutes County's administrator for 5 years before losing his job 6 months ago over his management style. A Bend financial advisor says record profit posted by GM is not a big surprise. The huge profits come just 2 years after the nation's largest automaker emerged from bankruptcy. Tyler Simonis with Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management in Bend says there's a very obvious reason why GM is seeing record profits. People have very old cars right now.
There's been a lot of upheaval on the online blogospheres of the world, and that people are upset because they think that a bunch of that money should go back to the government because the government bailed General Motors out. I don't have an opinion on that, but what I will say is that the reason all of the automotive companies in this country are getting better is because the average age of a car in this country is 10.8 years, which is the oldest it's ever been.
Simona says that means there's a higher demand than ever before for new cars. GM reports a profit of $7.6 billion. The company's previous record profit was in 1995 when its net income was $6.9 billion. A bill that creates a new clearinghouse for information relating to lead poisoning has cleared one hurdle in the legislature. Representative Jason Conger of Bend co-carried House Bill 4105 that passed in the House on Monday. Conger says the bill requires the Oregon Health Authority to unify and make available on their website information about and preventive measures when building or remodeling K-12 structures.
To particularly schools, to help the schools, and especially maintenance staff or people who are doing renovations in schools, again, know what to look for, understand what the consequences of lead poisoning can be, and have some information about what to do about it if they have a problem.
Conger says he is passionate about this bill because he knows firsthand what can happen when a child is exposed to lead poisoning. When his daughter was a baby, she had a false positive test for lead poisoning, and Conger did extensive research into the problem and the solutions. The bill goes to the Senate next week. Some call it the elephant in the room in Bend, the divide between East and West. That was the topic at the City Club of Central Oregon meeting today. City Club spokesman Robert Killen says many years ago in Bend, it was the cowboys versus the yuppies.
Today, I don't think you could call it cowboys and yuppies anymore. I think it's really one of mostly wealth, that the wealth tends to move west, and except for locations way out in the southeast, outside the city limits, that it's not the same concentration of wealth on the east side. At least that's the I think that's the general perception.
Killen says the recent heated debate over the middle school boundaries being changed was one example used at the meeting. Some parents said they didn't want their kids attending Pilot Butte Middle School because of its high concentration of kids on free or reduced lunches. Longtime Bend businessman Lyle Hicks received a commendation from the Bend City Council last night. Hicks, the owner of Jake's Diner, was honored for his dedication to the city of Bend and specifically to Bend's senior, veteran, and homeless populations. Councilor Tom Green read the proclamation to a packed house. He says Hicks was very humble and resisted the recognition.
He doesn't do all of his community involvement for recognition. So he was very humble. He says, I don't do it for this kind of stuff. And I said, I know, but you've got a great business and you've got a great reputation. And I really wanted to honor him tonight. And the city also wants to support businesses and do this honor. And he just thinks it's something that he really needs to do to give back to the community.
Hicks says that nothing would get done without teamwork. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.